If you were watching the Today Show this morning, then you saw it, the most dramatic opening segment we can remember in quite a while. There they all are, our friends from the Today Show family, in the crown of Lady Liberty to announce some big news concerning that statue. Our report tonight from NBC's Mike Taibbi.
Our gift from France was always one of those vertical man-made wonders, like the Washington Monument, the Eiffel Tower, that enticed kids to say, "Can we climb to the top?"
Yeah.
And parents to say, "I guess, if you really want to." Well, maybe some grown-ups still like the idea.
I would walk every single stair to see the top.
I think it's awesome. It's about time.
But the Today Show's Matt Lauer got the scoop from Interior Secretary Ken Salazar this morning. The treks to the top, suspended since 9/11, are on again.
Today we're announcing that on the 4th of July, we will open up the crown of the Statue of Liberty here in New York and New Jersey to the entire people of America.
If you ever do get up there, as I did in 1984 when Lady Liberty got a facelift for her centennial party, you will never forget it.
Not everybody who wants to and who takes the boat out to Liberty Island will get to visit the crown. There'll be a lottery, a maximum of 30 people at a time.
These Brooklyn sixth graders were so excited they didn't notice my crown was on wrong.
How many would want to climb all the way up to the top?
The statue was so huge, it arrived from France in 350 individual pieces in 214 crates and took 4 months to assemble. And your climb to the crown will be 250 feet up and 346 winding steps. Also, be aware that the statue is designed to bend in a brisk wind, several inches, meaning you can feel it moving.
I probably feel woozy because it sways back and forth.
But the point is, as of July 4th, if you want, you can feel it moving, even as it moves you. Mike Taibbi, NBC News, New York.